use that. I just used that. I wasn't prompting him. He was talking about himself. It was way even before I got to this question. He was just talking about himself, and he used that. And I, of course, without any of the meaning that it has now, I assume you mean like with almost that now.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure he didn't even know that.
Probably not.
Okay, so when you make up his own mind about something and nobody can make him change it, you say that person
stubborn.
Somebody that you can't joke with without him losing their temper, when you say that person, okay, that you can hardly even touch the person without
be edgy or touchy or.
Right. Okay, and somebody who is edgy or touchy, if you tease them, they might get
mad.
And if you were in a burning building with a lot of people,
calm.
If you've been working very hard, you'd say you're very
tired.
And if you were very, very tired, you'd say you're all
exhausted.
would you ever use it in with using the word wear out in some form of wear out? I'm all worn out. Or
I don't. Probably not.
That doesn't sound like you.
No, it doesn't sound like me at all.
Now, if you were talking about somebody who was sick, would you probably say that person was got sick. If somebody sat in a draft, like in the wintertime, you might say, you better be careful or you're going to
catch cold.
And if they did catch cold, and their voice sounded like that, you'd say their voice was
hoarse.
And then if they were like that, they had a
cough.
Like if you were tired one night, and you might be sitting in a chair, and you might sort of nod and say, I better go to bed, I'm feeling a little
drowsy.
And then you might say, at 7 o'clock, I'll
get up.
And if someone came to see Wilford, and he wasn't up yet, you'd say, he's still sleeping, I'll have to go
get him.
And if you were talking about the act of causing him to
wake up.
Right, okay. If the doctor gave you some medicine, and it was the bottle was still full, he might say, why haven't you
taken this medicine?
And you'd say, well, yesterday I
took some.
And tomorrow I'll
take it again.
If somebody can't hear anything at all, you'd say they're completely
deaf.
And if Wilford had been well, like yesterday, doing that work out the yard, might come in, take his wet shirt off, and say, look how I
sweated.
A sore that comes to a head, a very sore.
A boil.
Right. And that stuff that comes out of a boil.
Pus.
Now, if you had some infection in your hand so that your hand got bigger than it ought to be, you say, my hand
is swelled.
And then you'd say, yesterday a bee stung me in my hand.
Swelled.
It's still pretty badly
swollen.
The stuff that comes out of a blister, the liquid under a blister.
Water.
In a war, if you get shot, you'd say you had a bullet.
Wound.
Have you ever heard, this is in reference to a wound, have you ever heard the term crab flesh?
Yes.
Oh, you can?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yes.
Say it for me.
Crab flesh.
This is something that people, they don't use it much anymore, it stings. You would paint it on your finger if you had a cut. Turned your finger red.
Well, it's either methylite or mercurochrome.
Okay, but even before that, when it started.
Iodine.
Now this was the stuff that they give people for chills or for malaria. Chill fever. No, chill fever. Fever. Quinine. You know, yeah, that's not something you'd ever say.
No.
If somebody was shot and didn't recover, you'd say he
dies.
You know any other ways, especially like older people might say, they'd say he died, they might say he
passed away.
You know any funny ways of saying it?
Anyway.